What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, we are back with episode number 2. It is your boy Big Ski, 2C Kiki, and it is No Jumper Sports. And today, I'm tagging in my best friend, Josh, the motherfucking man. Professor X himself is in here to talk that sports shit with Ski.
Yo, Ski, when you asked me to do this,
yeah,
I couldn't say no. I've been wanting to do sports here since I got here, so... The fact that you asked me and a bunch of people have asked me to do things in the past, I could not say no to this. So
yeah.
I appreciate you bringing me on. Appreciate talking sports with my dude. We do this probably every day anyways. So we want to talk to athletes. We want to talk to these guys. Let's start with us, though. Bring them on down.
Come on down. We got what? One. We got space. But first, shout out to the Los Angeles Rams, man. We got a Super Bowl in L.A. Hello!
Wait, where was it? It was in L.A.?
It wasn't at the Crypto.
Okay.
What is it called? The Sci-Fi?
No, it's just the...
SoFi?
What's today? It's Friday now?
Right.
I feel like people in L.A. forgot about the Super Bowl by Tuesday.
Why?
That's not... Well, I mean, did you see the celebration? That was the most half-assed celebration I've ever seen.
Did you see how drunk Donald was?
Did you see them taking over the Hollywood sign and how trash that looked?
Fuck, that shit was garbage, bro. Pun, you my boy, but that shit was hot garbage.
Yo, LA ain't have a parade in 3 years because of COVID. They've won. This is their third championship, and that's what they did. They hosted this shit. They had so much time to plan for something dope as fuck.
Right. I'm so salty with this because we missed the Laker parade. We missed the Dodger parade, but it's okay. It's okay. Rams, we giving y'all flowers right now. Congratulations to y'all. Much love. Matt Stafford. By the way,
our favorite number is
what?
Our favorite number is 9.
Donald wears what?
99.
Stafford wears what?
9.
I'm just saying, though.
Coincidence?
My favorite colors is blue and gold.
Yo, speaking of Matthew Stafford,
let's go.
Did you watch the parade?
No.
Yo, he was lit. He had the Don Julio 1942 in his hand, and he was lit.
I seen all the memes.
Okay, but he was so lit that when he was walking off stage, there was a photographer who was taking pictures of him, fell off the stage.
Oh, my God.
He saw her, did one of... kept walking. His wife sees her, like, goes to her attention. She broke her fucking spine.
Oh, my goodness. Matt... Come on, bro. Scramble. Scramble, man. You can't be out here just tipping on faux foes.
You think LA is going to like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind
of. We a rowdy-ass fucking city, man. We with all the drunk shit. We see it every day. You know what I mean? But real talk, man. I'm proud of the LA Rams, man. For real, man. Because they've been out here really grinding. What was...
I mean, they put it all into this season. They went and made a lot of... They gave up all these draft picks. They gave up... everything they have in the future.
Yeah.
I've heard rumblings that this thing is not built to last and this might be it.
This might be it?
Yeah. McVay might not come back.
I was about to say, do you see them coming back?
No. This was an anomaly. I feel like this was somewhat rigged too.
Come on, man.
T-Rell said it and I have been riding that wave ever since.
Tiny Cud don't know what he be talking about though when it comes to sports.
I know, but he has like maybe 10, 12 conspiracies a week. One of those usually hits.
All right, I'm going to just start putting my conspiracies out there. Because goddamn, shout out to the Rams, man. I don't want to take nothing away from y'all, man. They talking about it was rigged. I think y'all really did that. Because OBJ would not get hurt in a rigged championship game. For what reasons?
Dramatics. It was all a spectacle.
So the moonwalk was just...
Yep, it was all orchestrated. They practiced that all season.
Do you think he tweaked his knee when he was doing it?
Probably. That makes way more sense.
Oh my gosh, man.
I'm happy for all those guys.
Oh, me, bro.
They work really hard. Some of them will never win the Super Bowl. They had a chance to come through. You know, we respect those guys for what they do. I just don't know how good this team is as a team and built to last.
Yeah. I want to say
the Rams were good this year. They won their shit. LA, like, it was good for LA. LA actually cared about football for a second, which was, I think, the whole point. But again, by like yesterday, nobody
even
is talking about it. You're not going to see any Rams championship shit worn. You know, that's what's different, like, in all these other football markets. It's like that takes over an entire region, and the Rams still are just a blip out here.
That's an interesting point because, say, if it was the Lakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear about that shit until the next season.
That's true. The Lakers matter out here.
Like, a big factor out here.
The Dodgers matter out here.
The Clippers don't.
No.
Sorry to say. But I'll be going to y'all games because y'all tickets be for the low, low.
How do I sound, Bossa? Good?
Right. You sound great. You're doing great.
I'm just making sure. I'm usually on the other side there listening and watching everything, and I can't see shit right now, so.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. You smooth.
We cool.
Yeah. So, now we're going to Los Angeles Lakers.
The Lakers.
How you feel about them? Because you know how I feel about them. I want the world to know how you feel about the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay, so I am from the East Coast, hash brown town, very close to Boston. So Celtics fan, Patriots fan, Red Sox fan. I'm not a fan of the Lakers. I respect what they've done.
You just made a good point why you don't like the Lakers. You're a fucking Boston Celtics fan, bro. And that's okay. Bird, like, and Magic.
I mean, yeah, I respect, like, great players like Magic.
Yeah.
But then there's also, you know, the current Lakers, which are just not a team built to win.
Oh, gosh.
Despite GM LeBron James doing his best effort.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my opinion on the Lakers.
GM LeBron James. That's a huge statement, but it's a fact. And I wouldn't want to play on nobody else's team.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a leader and he can't be a GM, I kind of don't want to be on that team, too. I'm going to just be real with you. Reasoning why is because, like, for instance, you. Say you're LeBron, right? Here at No Jumper.
Okay.
If you see me, Russell Westbrook, I'm doing my thing. I'm catching myself. But then I start falling off, throwing up gang signs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do as my GM teammate, the leader?
I wouldn't be the GM if I was your teammate.
Why?
That's not a role that any teammate should have.
Hell yeah, it is, bro.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You're supposed to be able to be like, he is.
You should be able to talk.
Stinking up the gym. Okay. I don't want him.
And the coach should be able to identify that. And the GM should definitely be able to identify that talent. That's why those roles are, like, built in an organization.
Mm-hmm.
The players are there to play together.
Bro.
And, yes, if you have the talent of LeBron and you can command, and the NBA is the way it is, and you can command other players to come play with you and get rid of whatever players you don't think are a good fit, like he has here.
Dwight, you're out of here.
Kuzma?
Out of here. Only one I wish that stayed.
LaMelo?
Out of here. Alex Caruso, man. Fuck.
Out of here.
Out of here. But that was the only one I was. I'm not going to lie to you. Julius Randle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I love the way Julius Randle be sizing big dudes up. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
When LeBron took over as GM.
That's what happens.
Brought older friends onto the team.
Correct.
That don't necessarily build a good team for a full season to get you into the playoffs, to have a playoff run.
Mm-hmm. I see where you're going with this.
Maybe you can just chill on the GM shit and focus on being the most dominant player in your twilight years here.
You just admitted he's the most dominant player in his twilight years here, which is what I wanted
right
to
now. Hear. Yeah. Not all time, but yeah, right now.
My boy, like, fuck LeBron. It's all good, man. I love LeBron, though. So you feel me? We just having a conversation.
How was Space Jam 2?
Space Jam 2? Wonderful.
Did you see it?
Yes. I took a little ski. Ah, you thought I wasn't going to support the king. I support my favorite player. That's like you make a movie, I'm up there, man.
All right. I did not see it.
Oh, my gosh. You're missing out.
I don't think I'm missing out.
No lie. It was a dud.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. When they just make go out of space with the computer shit, I was like, all right, bro, I'm going to just act like this shit cool because my son here.
I'll just watch the actual Space Jam twice rather than watching that one.
What? The original? You can't. I mean, it's no comparison.
Yo, that soundtrack? Do you have it? That movie soundtrack, the Space Jam soundtrack?
R. Kelly's on it, so no.
You knew back in 19...
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
You got rid of it. I ain't gonna lie, I think I still might have it somewhere.
Hey, Josh, for sure, I would like watch that movie, and then as soon as I hear that song, I'm just, oh my God, I know what's about to happen. I'm up out of here. Time to go get a drink. You feel what I'm saying? I can't do it no more, man. Y'all just mixed the R. Kelly, man, up with one of the most best movies in the world, man.
So you can't listen to R. Kelly at all anymore?
No. No! No!
But do you sing it?
No. Foreplay's a hit.
Separate the art from the artist.
Right. So that's what I mean with LeBron James.
Yeah, I can separate that.
Yeah?
I mean, I can accept that he is a unbelievably talented athlete.
That's right.
He also has one of the biggest egos I've ever seen in my entire life.
Man.
That sometimes gets in the way of the good he's trying to accomplish along the way that I think is distorting his image a little bit. But yeah. Ultimately, at the end of this, everyone's going to respect what he's done. And
how do you feel about the Lakers coach, though?
Who is it?
I think, isn't it Foley? Foles or some shit like that?
I thought it was LeBron.
Well, if that's the case, then they all right. Because you just mentioned those players that he just brought over to the team. They won, though. They got a ring. They were supposed to have a parade.
What's the record this year?
We talking about when they won. I just brought up when they won.
Oh, 2 years ago in the bubble when it didn't count, when it wasn't here with no fans and no pressure.
So, oh, my
God. Is that what you're talking about? Because
that's
an asterisk.
Oh, shit. Let's talk about it.
When everyone has those jackets walking around, that one's got a little asterisk next to it, right?
You are cold.
With a little bubble around it.
You are cold, man. So, wait. You think because they didn't have no pressure and fans and hecklers in the crowd and no pressure on them, you feel what I'm saying? They just breezed by and just beat everybody like that?
Yes.
Maybe, what if they were sick?
But they were also living in conditions that were completely new to everybody. Right. Everyone was off their game.
Right.
So you're not getting the players at their best.
I remember that. It was like they were staying in dorms and shit.
They were staying in like these Disney hotels, but like literally in a bubble, and they were sneaking people. Remember they were sneaking people in
the
hotels?
Yeah, I did see that. Hold on, who got caught? Didn't Lewis Williams sneak out and go get some chickens? Some chicken wings at the strip club or something?
Yeah, but he had like an exemption. Oh my God, why do I remember this story? He had an exemption. He was allowed to go to a funeral.
Oh my God.
But on the way back from the funeral, he stopped at the strip club for chicken wings.
Wait.
And that's what got him in trouble.
So you used your family to go out to see some titties?
No, I think he went out for the wings. I think he legitimately wanted the wings and was on his way back.
Come on, bro. We can't be out here in these streets messing up our opportunities to change our family's lives. He already did it. He's a vet. But at the end of the day, you still are a hero to some kids. You feel what I'm saying? You can't be out here. Oh, my auntie passed away. I need 2 weeks off. I can't play these next two games. And then they catch you in the strip club with a Firebird chicken wing. What is it? What's my favorite one? Sweet Heat.
Mm.
He was in the club, VIP section, with the Firebird Sweet Heat with titties in his face. I'm not with that. Because Lord knows, if I had the opportunity to be playing in the bubble, I ain't worried about no titties. But I love titties. But I wouldn't be worried about no titties, though.
Again, I think he was more concerned with the chicken.
Them Sweet Heats do bust.
I think it was lemon pepper, but yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He's just like Rick Ross, man. What's up with the lemon peppers, man?
I don't know.
Okay. Los Angeles Clippers, though.
Who?
Right. So Paul George, man, come on down over here, man. Let's talk about it, man. I want to talk to you about some shit. Pat Bev, you my homeboy. I think I want to get you on here too, so we could talk about how horrible the Clippers was, because I think you will really like tell the truth. Paul George, I need you to come down here and chop some game. You feel what I'm saying? Because I want to know why the goddamn ticket's so low. You feel what I'm saying? But when y'all play the Lakers, they sky high.
I think it's because it's a Lakers game.
I was going to say we're going to get more depth into it. Is it because of the GM that's over there that you said? Right now, if we was to try to buy a Laker ticket, it'd be through the roof, right? Yep. We try to buy a Clipper ticket, it's for the low. It's like car wash money. We try to buy a fucking...
How much is car wash money?
Well, me, I'm on the low, so I go get the one that's like $7.99. I don't get the $5 one no more. You feel what I'm saying?
You can go to a Clipper game for $8.
For sure.
Shut up.
No parking included.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry to sound like this, Clippers, but y'all know y'all ass.
I might be a Clippers fan.
It sounds
like such a good game to go to now.
What? All you do is go see who you really like and go watch them play the Clippers, bro. That's all you got to do. The ticket is about $24.
That's what I did as soon as I got out here. I went and saw when the Kings were playing. I went and saw all the teams I liked. I saw when the Bruins came out here. I saw when the Oilers came out here.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Oilers. Mm-hmm. That's dope. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Since Wayne Gretzky, way back in the day.
Wayne Gretzky! I'm just saying, bro. That's a jersey I want to get, too. Man, I never been to a hockey game.
All right. We're going to vlog that. Let's go.
For sure. Hey, Josh,
I'm taking you to your first hockey game.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
I never been to a hockey game. That's changing. I'll be fucking cold as hell in there, though. I just thought about that.
We'll get you, like, a big parka, maybe like a...
Cool.
I don't know.
I don't even know what a parka is. What is it?
It's just a big-ass jacket.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll get you another jacket.
Cool, because I'm wearing
wear a hoodie.
I was about to say, I'm going to wear my hoodie. And then show.
Maybe a couple jackets.
Cool.
Some mittens.
Back to these weak-ass Clippers, man.
Earmuffs.
I'm in love with earmuffs.
Hand warmers.
Come on, man. See? You was close to not...
Do you know what hand warmers are?
Yes,
these
man.
Little heat things.
You look homeless when you use those.
Yeah, but they're warm.
Yeah, man.
Listen.
I don't know about it. You ever been to a Dodger game?
No.
Best glizzy dogs ever. Pause.
Why are you gay?
I called it before you did that. Because they come wrapped with bacon, bell peppers. You feel? Oh, my.
What the fuck? What? That's not a hot dog.
Why? It's a Dodger dog. Of course it's not a hot dog. It's a Dodger dog. That's the difference. Damn. Mayo. You know what I'm saying? It is crazy. Like, people go to the Dodger game for the Dodger dogs. I know I do, for sure. I like the blue. You know what I'm saying?
You ever have a Fenway Frank?
What? Fenway? What is that, huh?
What do you mean? You never had a Fenway Frank before? You never been to Boston?
No, I haven't. I have, but I was...
You go to Fenway Park?
No.
That's where the Red Sox play.
Okay. Oh, I was about to say, right,
I was going to say, I'm going to see how long this one takes to connect the dots.
I was about to say, wait a Fenway. No. I would like to try one, though. No problem.
It's just a regular big-ass glizzy. This big.
Pause. Never mind. I don't even want to go there no more. Fenway, I'll pass. Hit it. No, hit that shit.
I'm not going to hit it.
I don't like men no more.
Oh, I was right.
Yeah. I was going to hit it. You picked the right one.
Hey, shout out to the homie Carl Lamar because.
Hey, shout out Carl.
Because his hat was like given to the Dodgers when they actually won and they were supposed to be wearing it. And I see he's been going hard with the hat game. D Wade has been wearing his hats. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis has been wearing his hats. And it's just like, it's good to see and know people that's like in the sports field that what we doing, you feel me, is connected and respected, man. So shout out to you, bro. Please send us some more hats so we could pass them out to these players when they pull up.
Exactly.
Together we rise, man.
Also, anyone who has a jersey plug, send them in. P.O. Box in description. We'd be looking for jerseys right now.
On gang. Make sure they ain't no bullshit because I ain't wearing no bullshit. Straight up. I'd rather go pay $1.50 for a throwback. You know what I'm saying? So I'll make sure it's fire. So, Josh.
Skeet.
What did you think about the Ricky Williams interview I did?
All right. I've watched and done probably, I don't know, 1,000 interviews or podcasts at this point. A lot.
Okay.
That was one of my Mount Rushmores. That was like one of my top five because Ricky Williams was somebody that I looked up to as a kid. I remember watching his highlights on ESPN like when he was in college. I following him being the number one draft pick, hating him, you know, following when he was on the Saints and like loving him, hating him when he was on the Dolphins and played against the Patriots, but like still loving and watching him play. I've heard him do probably like 5 or 6 podcasts. Yeah. So I've heard him talk about his career. And, you know, that's one of the things I told you when you did this podcast was, hey, he's answered a lot of questions of just about who he is and what, like, find something unique. And you did everything you could have. Literally my only critique is I wanted another hour of it.
Oh, me.
And that was not you. That was just Ricky being on a limited schedule. But, man, you killed it. I was a huge fan. You asked him some great questions.
Yeah.
You were completely natural doing this, too, which I thought was like.
I appreciate that,
you know,
man.
Hey, 100. You earned that, man. You have been grinding your shit. Like, I don't know, everyone here, go check out Ski TV, but Skeevy on the other side of this room just been trying to do this shit for a minute. You know, with his, he did like a sports take. He just sit on the green screen and do his thing. He was doing it with an iPhone, and I said, hey, you need to stop doing that and at least have a microphone so people can hear you. But he's been putting in the time and he's been grinding, and like I was so like proud and happy to see you doing such a good interview here.
Yeah.
With someone who was so dope and opened up. Like, I loved it. It was one of my favorite interviews on the Jumper.
Thank you so much. Yeah. First and foremost for the opportunity, because when I brought it up to you, you was like, just film it. That's all you told me. You didn't want to put too much on it. You was like, bro, just film it. Get the person through the door, film it. That's when we'll talk about everything else. So that was all that was on my mind, man. So thank y'all. Thank you, No Jumper. Thank you, Adam 22, man. I appreciate this opportunity. Thank you for real, my little brother, AD, because without you, bro, you wouldn't have brought me around the crew like this. And now this is a hood, and I'm going to protect it. You feel me? Anything that come through the door, I'm right here front line. You got to come through the motherfucking nose guard. Remember that. So, yeah, man, and I'm going to speak on that interview, too, a little bit.
Yeah, what'd you think of it?
Super excited. I anticipated that. I was just like, you know what I mean? On the edge of my seat, because it's like, bro, this is Ricky Williams, bro. He wore a visor to protect his, you know what I mean? His demeanor and identity. And it's just like, I'm watching interviews of him growing up where the interview was about 4 seconds, 2 seconds, because he didn't even want to do that type of shit. So for him to sit across like the table with me, and it's like, of course you've seen it, but the first question I asked him, tell me how it was growing up in San Diego. Well, how long you been knowing me? That right there in the interview, it could have went way the whole opposite way. We did not want that shit to go. It could have took a big turn. But me, I'm like, you know what? Be you. Yeah. Since whoop-de-whoop. Bro, it's about the making somebody comfortable, bro. And I noticed that. I sit here, like you said, I sit here and watch Adam every day. I sit here and watch T-Rail every day. I sit here and watch Duno every day. I sit here and watch my brother every day. I watch House Phone every day. Watch you every day. Bossa Nova, Kelvin, T-Pot, Phil, Jason, Laura, Gina, every day. And it's like, what can you do? You get what I'm saying? Yuri, Riley, what can you do, Ski, besides protect it? You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what? I'm more than just somebody that could sit here and protect everybody.
Hell yeah.
And it made me feel like that. You feel what I'm saying? So it was like, fuck that.
It was this validation that, like, you do belong here doing
straight
this
up.
Shit.
It's like, but I don't, yeah, bro. And it's like, man, that's why when y'all gave me the opportunity to do Ski TV here, what? I'm here.
Also, getting a roll of blunt for Ricky Williams. That was like a
come on,
this weird
bro.
Like achievement as well. Speaking of, let me
come on, let's roll it up, smoke it.
Let's ski.
What's the deal?
Ricky Williams starting off with a banger. Who do you want to see come on this show?
Ooh,
not maybe not specific names. Like you have, I think the list could be out there, but we'll get there someday. But like,
okay,
I don't know. You want? I kind of it'd be dope to have some athletes on here, pro athletes like mm-hmm. Ricky. With us smoking as much as we do, it might get a little right. hard with current athletes. We're going to have to be on our best behavior with that.
Right.
But mixed martial art athletes, MMA fighters, mm-hmm. boxers, I think we should, you know, there's a lot of people
Philly
I think
Fresh.
Would be really interesting to talk to.
Philly Fresh, UFC man, come on down, bro. Met you in Florida, Pensacola. The time is now.
I think the audience wants to hear from these guys.
Hell yeah. I want to hear how they could just get, like, pounded in the ear all day, and then your ear just swell up like that. Like, I want to know if they wear earmuffs.
Yo, do you ever see their ears?
That shit looks crazy,
that cauliflower man. Ear shit?
Thank you, Kev. That shit look crazy, bro.
It looks uncomfortable. Looks like he got stung by, like, 50 bees.
Like, bro, it just looks hella weird, bro.
It looks like your ear's always ringing.
Like, for real, it looked like somebody, like, all in a...
Like, I feel like I have to shout to their other side.
Man, come on. All right, let's change the subject for them niggas trying to come up here and beat niggas up. I'm about to beat
one of
you niggas
up. We're going to get our fucking ears beaten in.
Nah, fuck that. I'll beat one of you niggas up, bro. Straight up. Beat you niggas up. Y'all niggas is human just like me, nigga. What? Let me train, nigga. Beat your ass.
Let's go triple scooch.
Oh man, shout out to Big Chief too.
Shout out Big Chief,
you feel me? They've been holding the block down with the Big Chief, you feel me? They got the mac and cheese. Chief responsibly, kids. Hey, so
what you got,
growing up in Boston, who was your favorite? Well, not Boston, but Hasbrowtown.
Mm-hmm.
And you being a Boston fan?
Yep.
How was it seeing Bird?
So, I'm not as old as Adam.
What?
Larry Bird was like late 80s, early 90s, and that's okay. Like, I'm aware of him. I don't think I started like watching basketball until after he had retired.
Mm-hmm.
So like, Antoine Walker was like the dude I was watching. Paul Pierce, like young Paul Pierce. Those were the Celtics I was watching, but like, dude, there's a lot. Boston was a title town for a minute, man.
I painted my game around Antoine Walker at one point in my life, bro. You just saying that?
I hope.
A lot of my friends.
I hope just like on the court and not like his gambling, because he lost all of his money.
He had baddies, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had some baddies. Antoine Walker with the three high socks.
Ooh.
He was a big deal in my career and the way I played ball, no lie. For sure, for sure. So,
wait, was ball your number one sport?
Basketball? Yeah.
It was always basketball. It was never going to be football. It was never going to be baseball. It was never going to be anything else.
Nah, it was basketball. It was just like, I played baseball as a kid. It was just boring. Like, it was just like, you couldn't really show too much of your talents. We was talking about this the other day.
Baseball's a boring sport.
Like, it's hella boring, bro. Like, only thing you can show is just like how much you jack off from hitting the ball over the damn fence, or
it's just a slow moving game. It's
like you stealing bases. Like, what are you, a little thief? You fast motherfucker. Like, what is this going on here?
I feel like baseball becomes more interesting when you get older. It's like a weird old man sport, yeah, with like the numbers and all of these statistics. But it's a sport that's probably not even going to happen this year because there's currently a lockout.
Wait.
There's a work stoppage. So, like, spring training is supposed to start this week. And right now they have the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement between the players' union and the owners. That ran up in December, and they haven't had a new one. So without having a new one in place, there's no season.
This is why I asked you to be on this. This is exactly why I asked you to be on this show with me, bro. Because do you know I did not know that?
But honestly, that's the problem with baseball. It's so boring that nobody even cares that there's a lockout right now.
They're not even going, what? Oh, man. This is perfect. This is the perfect time to get some baseball players in here then. They're chilling.
True.
Whoa.
Let's do it. All
right, man. My bad, you little fast motherfuckers. You little jack-off boys hitting shit over Barry Bonds. Come on down, man. Let's talk about that shit. Where is Mark McGwire?
Not in the Hall of Fame, but I don't know. St. Louis?
Hmm.
Dude, Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa. That was like one of the most fun.
Do you
time
know
Sammy? Watching baseball.
Do you know Sammy Sosa's
Bring
your complexion?
Bring back all the steroids and let them hit home runs again, and baseball will be fixed.
Do you know Sammy Sosa's your complexion?
At this point, yeah. We pulled up a picture on At the End of the Day a couple, maybe last year. Blew my mind. You got like that Michael Jackson disease, right?
What would make you want to be white if you're black as me? Please, you're smart, bro. You're like, you're one of my smartest friends.
I'm also white. Like, I have zero
Do you
want to relate
you,
to
have
this
Have you
question.
Ever thought of being black?
I once tanned, went to a tanning salon.
This is why you want best break, huh?
For my wedding. Because I wanted to not look like a ghost. Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Well, I had dreads, but I wasn't trying to look black.
No, I seen that picture, bro. You was posted
cool.
up with a big ass tall
Dude, dreads
can.
Dreads are cool.
You was with a tall can posted on the rocks with dreads with a Bob Marley beanie. Mm-hmm. Like you was really from the block, Josh. Fucks with it, man.
Appreciate it.
Dread, man. Would you grow the dreads back?
Dude, I can't even like grow 80% of the hair on my head back, let alone dreads.
Welcome to the ball club.
Hey, ball club.
You feel what I'm saying?
Ball guys.
You know what I'm saying? I got a few waves. I ain't going to let them go yet. I'm going to wait probably next year, man.
You're not going to get the M22 hair restoration?
I would. I'm down.
Are you going to get dreads if you do that?
No. Nah.
But I'll what's the point?
I'll get some Allen Iverson braids.
All right, that's hot. I had cornrows, too.
See, what the fuck? Yeah, you might as well. The only thing you was missing was blue chucks.
No, there's probably... I'll find some pictures for you at some point. we'd grow our hair out for every hockey season. Yeah. So by the end of the season, it would get like really fucking long.
That's crazy, man.
So when
growing your hair because of the seasons and shit, Josh.
You never did like locker room shit like that where y'all did something?
Hell no.
Together?
I was trying to get out the locker room when these niggas... What? I'm out of here.
Lies.
Never.
You guys never played any games in the showers?
Fuck you mean play games in the showers? What kind of game could you play in the shower? That shit is.
There's so many games you could play in the shower.
Right here, man. Come on, bro.
clearly we had two different locker rooms.
Hey, y'all funny, man. What y'all was doing? Playing hockey with the soap. This is what we was taught. Don't drop the soap. Y'all niggas dropping it, playing hockey with the shit all up. No, man.
No, not you.
My boy Adam would have said, it's a pipe fight. And you know it. Hey, man, shout out to my boy Adam 22, man. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Who was your coach just letting y'all just be all free willy and shit like this? Kind of weird.
Well, the coaches wouldn't really hang out in the locker room. They had their own locker rooms. Because think about that.
Oh, shit.
Think about that. It's kind of a little pervy for there to be adults in the room and then there's all these kids changing. Right?
Playing hockey and shit.
Well, just in general.
Hey, so what about your sports life?
So my sports life, it was not basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It was hockey really early.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of baseball.
Okay.
My dad was a real seam head, loved baseball. He never played any sports, but baseball was his shit.
What position did you play? Pause.
In baseball?
Yes.
So I originally, when I was playing, I was a catcher.
Back catcher?
What do you mean?
You was the back catcher. When I played baseball, they said you're the back catcher.
A back catcher sounds like a made-up position they gave you to play. A catcher is the person who stands
behind the fucking batter.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
All right. I mean, back catcher.
Pass Brown Town Compton. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
It gots to be.
Were you a back catcher or a back scratcher?
Neither one of those.
All right.
I was the pitcher, the nigga throwing the ball.
Yeah.
But first, I was in the fucking field, out in the outfield.
So I was a catcher, and I liked being a catcher because baseball is so boring. It at least involved you in every pitch.
Yeah.
Like, that kept me a little bit more. But then they realized I was kind of fast.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved me to, like, second base because I didn't have that strong of an arm.
That's where the thieves be at, around second base and shortstop. The
quick guys.
Yep. Little fast motherfuckers.
But I only played baseball for a couple of years. It was really just hockey, hockey, hockey. And then I found out about lacrosse.
Which lacrosse.
Was pretty much hockey on grass.
Here you go, man.
I'm going to teach you how to play lacrosse. That is something I think you'd love.
Is it like contact?
It's the most physical sport there is.
Let's go.
You're allowed to carry a 6-foot metal rod and hit people with it.
Oh, it's over. My type of sport.
I mean,
my type of fucking sport. Especially now as a grown ass man, for sure.
Yo, we can teach a little ski lacrosse.
I'm cool on him learning that. He going to grow up with attitude playing that shit.
You think so?
I know so.
I'm going to tell you right now, you get him playing lacrosse. He's going to get D1 scholarships. He's going to, like...
Lil Ski going to be 6'8".
Exactly.
320, boating shit over on the lacrosse. I'm going to tell him where number one, too.
Tell him where number nine.
That's right.
All right. Ski, what you got?
Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson. How much would you step in the ring with Mike Tyson for? How much would it take?
How much money would it take for
my family
to be financially stable for the rest of my life and my kids and their kids? How many millions is that? Because you know why? I will be dead. I will have zero things to be able to contribute after one round with Mike Tyson, that the money has to be whatever money I might make in my lifetime or could have made in my lifetime, times in whatever.
Bro.
Because I'm dead. You stand a chance.
No.
Yes, you do.
You want me
to not die?
Bro, you stand a chance too, because you know what's going to happen? We're going to throw two punches, and I'm going to let one connect. Pow! Man down! Man down! All you're going to see is this, and I'm going to be asking, where my bag at? Where my bag at, man? Where is my bag at?
Never mind.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
You know what?
A lighter is always near.
I think this is a good place to end it. We got this rolled.
Okay.
This is going to be a celebratory for our first episode in the bag.
Okay.
Tell the people what they have to look forward to next.
Guess what? Kasim Osgood. Le'Veon Bell. We're going to end it like that. No Jumper Sports. Big Ski. Josh. At No Jumper.
Let's go.
Ski!